Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved by me and the universe, and darn sexy people. Wow, again, from my own home in Woodland Hills, we're getting together today. And I'm telling you, there is no better time for you guys to be connected to this community. There is so much information coming in between, oh my gosh, finishing the Focus, Fun, and Fruition program and getting ready for the upcoming webinar and directly after that Creation Station. There's just breakthroughs pouring in. Our webinar, as you know, is on spirituality in the brain. Why all of the things that the channel has given us over the last few years, why it's important, why from a scientific and a brain perspective it works, why is love important, why is knowing what you want important, why is focusing important, why is the new information regarding the one mind of love a breakthrough. You know, if you want to blow yourself into the next understanding and your next empowerment, you're going to want to be on this one. So it's August 28th from 7 to 9. Sign up on the e-blast or at imdwallace.com. You're going to want to be there, guys. And, of course, we're just rocking and rolling here with Creation Station. Usually they start giving me the information like 3 days maybe before the event. I've already got 5 pages of notes and it's just bam, 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 bam. It's blowing my mind. It's blowing my mind. This one mind of love, which is an expression of moving into yet more expanded understanding, definition, and usage of the power of the work that we do. So I want to talk to you today. It's interesting. You'll understand more after you read my e-blast on Monday. Didn't really know what I was going to write it on, and I sat down and I thought, well, what's going on in my life right now? And it all came back to my daughter, and I sat down to write, and as often happens with me, as I write, it writes itself. That one energy just comes in and kind of does it for me. And I just became literally overwhelmed with this experience of love, overwhelmed to the point that I really didn't think I could handle it. Now, I know that's a funny thing to hear me say, to hear anybody say for that matter, but it brought to my attention, since everything in this community is based on the core of love and self-love and the power of that and the power in creation of that, that we're in fear of loving too much. Now, why the heck would we be in fear of loving too much? Well, because like me, when I was sitting here writing the e-blast, I literally got to the point where I didn't think I could handle it. It was all-consuming, this love that I was feeling. And I think we're carrying, I know from testing, that we're carrying eons and eons and eons of lifetimes around this fear of loving too much, because when we become that vulnerable and that open and that connected to the universe, we have a lot of memories of when we have let other energy in, and it hurts us, has hurt us, has abandoned us, and has fooled us. And so we have learned to filter a lot of it. And that has to affect our trust, guys, has to affect our trust of energy itself. And we know, however, that in the creation process, we have to work with all energy in the creation of what we want. So if we're filtering ourselves and holding love at bay because we're in fear that it may abandon us in some way, we move into a lack of trust of ourselves and of energy, and it literally keeps us from taking our shot that we want to take, for going after what we want to go after. And there's that double message, that double electrical signal to the universe of I want it, I don't want it. I want to love. I want to feel that experience, and yet I don't, because I'm afraid that experience will hurt or abandon me in some way. That's why it's important to resonate, and that is the highest word, resonate, like two chords of music resonate with each other, to resonate with the one mind of love. So we magnetize love to ourselves. So again, the way it works, the most simple way they've given it to me, make a list on a piece of paper of everything you want, and then look it over objectively and put it aside. And then choose to go into that bubble of everything, of the one mind, of where all energy exists. You can see it as the universe. You can see it on a smaller level, which is a fractal, right, of the universe. Just see a really, really, really big bubble, and you're inside it, and everything's inside it, and choose to resonate with the one mind of love. I don't want you to try to do anything in the bubble, but just be in that experience of love. And then you move into the experience of being God, being your own creator, being at one with everything. And the universe gets automatically everything on your list. But if you go in trying to make it happen, then you set up resistance. So let's just all come together for the rest of the show and claim that we embrace, I embrace all the love in the universe, in me, in the universe of me. I trust all the energy of love, including my own energy, the universal energy. I know that love always rushes forward to support and care for me and deliver to me in every way. And so it is. Be brave, my friends, to walk into the one mind of love. Okay, I know, creations, they keep saying it's going to be so amazing this year. We're going to start with Joy in Cape Cod. Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I am marvelous. Oh. I had the experience that you had about falling into the love of loving myself, of seeing I have always been who I was supposed to be, even though I tried like hell to be somebody else. And
yeah,
it was amazing.
It is joy, isn't it? It really, I mean, I thought I was bursting. I really thought I was bursting. And I thought, you know, there's no way I could ever experience more love than when I looked at my daughter for the first time. But yesterday, as I was moving into this love and writing about it, I thought, I don't think I've ever experienced love like this. And it all started when we started working with the one mind of love. So I'm interested, did it just happen? Were you intending it?
Well, no. I mean, I think it's been building up for a couple of weeks. And
yeah.
I've been had all kinds of things crash around me. And I've been more or less okay with it. But it happened to me because the energy changed yesterday. There's a big jump in the timelines and all kinds of stuff. And it happened yesterday with the solar eclipse, with the combination of everything else that happened. And with that, I let go of, I realized that I came here to be who I am. As many moments as I've tripped over my feet and done all kinds of things, this is who I was supposed to be, not trying to fix and do and change everything, that I was loved and I in resonance with the love of the universal mind. I just, it did. Even now
yeah.
talking about it, I wanted to call to put the energy on the call. It's there. There's a new jump. There's a new everything.
Yep.
And it is all about love and loving yourself for who you
yeah.
are, no matter what's going on right now.
Yeah, I love those words. And can you remember the words you said when you first started talking about realizing, you know, that you were supposed to be the person that you are? I can't remember exactly how you said it, but it was beautiful. And we keep trying to be what we think everybody else or God or whatever wants us to be. And really, we're just here to be our authentic selves and accept it and love ourselves the way we are. And
I'll have to listen to it again myself because I don't know. I talk in the moment. It's got
exactly.
Because I don't channel Saint Germain, but he's here all the time, and I never know who's. It's both of us. It just comes out.
Well,
and
you're all one.
Yes.
And I get that. I really, really, really get that. Oh, Joy, if I had time, which I don't, so I'm not going to, but if I had time, I'd go back 3 or 4 years and play one of your calls and then play this afterwards. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing how far you've come.
And it's the biggest change of everything. And Saint Germain looked at me today and he said, "This is what I've been waiting for you to get." You know,
yes.
They've been playing games with me because I, you know, good guy, bad guy kind of thing. And anyway, it's all but I wanted to put the energy into the call because it's got to be felt. I wanted people to feel it.
Yep, and we do, baby. Thank you so much for that, Joy. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. You are a big part of it.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, is that a great start to a show or what? Miss Susan in Niagara Falls, you're on, babe.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I've actually been experiencing some, just the last few weeks, of just really weird experiences and frustration and lack of sleep and depression. And finally, when I started the project, you know, doing the hearts, not the hearts, but, you know, your the project preparing for you, everything turned around then. And now it's just, I don't care what's going on outside of me. And it's just, I'm just so enthused. I just feel so much enthusiasm in doing the art project that I'm doing for you. So,
well,
but I don't understand.
Go ahead.
I don't understand why I'm having such issues with sleeping, because I sleep a couple of hours and then I wake up and I'm up a couple of hours and then I go back to sleep and then I end up sleeping late into the, you know, almost into the afternoon sometimes. So.
Okay, so let me talk about that, guys, because we automatically think that's a negative thing. And I can tell you, when all, hands down, since I've been doing this work up until yesterday, a lot of times when the universe is trying to get you to focus on something and bringing in new information for you, they do it, the universe does it in the middle of the night. When our defenses are down and nothing can take our attention. And so I don't want you to look at it as a negative, because that's what gets you tired. Not getting up per se itself, but the resistance you have from the belief system that something's wrong when you do that. Now, there's nothing wrong if you want to get a good night's sleep in the middle of all this. I'm not a doctor. But, you know, to take a Tylenol PM so you can sleep through the night one night or something. But what I want you to do, Susan, is to start asking, what are they getting me up for? When you wake up, instead of going, oh, I'm awake again and I don't want to be awake, start sitting quietly and going, what am I supposed to hear?
Okay.
What do you want? What are you trying to give me right now? Because pretty much hands down, that's what's going on, especially for people in this community. Now, they're going to give you a little hint here. Sheets, book. Song, could I have a movie, please?
Hard Day's Night.
Well, that kind of says it all. All right, so it's something that's happening in your day, and they're trying to get your attention at night so that they can give you the answers about it. And now we're going to a core belief, so hang on. This page here. Five. I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. And we're going back to love. And we're going back to, have you been working with the one mind of love?
No.
Okay. I want you to.
How?
Just about being happy in your life and healthy and whatever's going on with your neighbor, you want peace around that. Just write down everything that you want, which includes a peaceful night's sleep, and then just put that list to the side. You're not going into the one mind of love in order to correct any of that. You're just making a list of it.
Okay.
And then put it aside and intentionally say, okay, I am resonating with the one mind of love, and see yourself in that bubble and feel the love. It doesn't have to. It might take you a couple of days in order for you to bring it forward, but that's how you start.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, like I said, since I started doing the paintings, everything is turned around. I'm still not sleeping a full night, but I'm feeling a lot better.
Because
the energy in the paintings are just, I call in.
You're painting the symbol, honey.
Yeah, all these paintings are going to be totally different than the ones I've sent you before. They're giving me a lot of extra stuff to put in, as far as patterns and stuff. And so
that's why
they'll be very pleased. I'm very pleased with them.
Well, Susan, I always love what you send. She's talking about, she always does a beautiful painting of the symbol, which represents the formula. And what does that do? It neutralizes all but the truth. And you're also doing something for someone else instead of focusing on the me stuff. Guys,
yeah.
And you've heard me say, you want to do something for yourself, go give something to somebody else. Go volunteer. Go help. Go cook for the homeless. You will feel better about you because you are getting out of you and your focus on what the heck's wrong. So that all makes sense to me. But they really want you, part of the reason that they wake you up is that they're giving you this information, whether you know it in the moment or not, of the things to add to the paintings. So I can't wait to see them. Yeah. So don't look at it always as a negative, guys.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. All right, baby. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All righty, Miss Margaret in Chattanooga. Hold on, I'm trying to get you on. What's up, babe?
Oh, hi, Dee.
I can't wait.
Hold on, you're talking to me two places. I had you on the web as well. I don't need to hear you twice. It makes an echo. I haven't talked to you in ages.
I know. Where have you been, woman?
Well, I've been attending a Unity Church service at noon Eastern Time. I mean, at 11 Eastern Time, which meant I was there when your show came on. But
sure.
I'm no longer attending that. It came to the point that it was just not my church anymore. So I have been listening for the recent weeks. But this is just the first time I've gotten in the queue. I'm still dealing with health and financial issues, and I'm sick to death of it. I should know how to get myself out of it. But you've already been talking to me all show. I used to be able to tune in and talk to animals and meditate, and I find I'm afraid of doing it. It's like I don't want to connect anymore. And last night I was awake. This is not unusual, but I waked up to go to the bathroom and couldn't get back to sleep. I was just in intense fear. And I don't know what about money, yes, but that's just always there. So what am I missing here? I mean, is it the fear that you talked about at the top of the show?
That's part of it. That's part of it. But also, you're not, guys, everybody listen to me. When you go into the bubble, which is the way they've represented for us the everything, that's where all the energy lives, all the energy. As we know, God, the one mind, universal love, is everything, which can be what we call positive and can be what we call negative. The one energy doesn't call it that. It just calls it energy. So within that bubble of the one mind, Margaret, you want to resonate with what you want, because you're the electrical signal that goes out into the electromagnetic hole and attracts to you whatever signal you're putting out. Do you understand so far?
Right, and I understand that.
Okay, let me finish. Right now, you're being the electrical signal of fear. You're being the electrical signal of, I don't have enough money. You're being the electrical signal of, my body is sick and ill. And so that's the only thing that now you're magnetizing within the bubble of the all. You are magnetizing everything back to you to continue to create those experiences for you. That's why they want you to simply go into the experience of love. Because when we are in the experience of love, that is the signal we send out, and we attract everything back to us that resonates with that signal of love. So you've heard me say a million times, if you want money, love money. If you want a healthy body, love your body. Judge it. Don't define it as ill. Just love it. But you see, what happens, and the channel's yelling me, they don't think that makes any sense. And I'm saying to you, get out of your heads. You're not going to find the answer there. Just try it. Just try it for a month and see what happens in your life. Don't try it to make something happen in your life. Just try it because you want to live in that experience and frequency of love. Now, there's one more. They want to give you a core belief here, too. Hang on. Yeah, here we go. See, when I'm connected to the I am. And Margaret, what is the I am? Can you explain the I am to me?
To me, the I am is spirit, is God, is everything.
Yes, it's your power of creation. Your I am presence is what creates for you.
Oh, okay. My divine spirit, my divinity.
Yes, that's right. And your core belief is when you're connected to that, you're not safe. Which goes back to, because the first thing we learned is God is love. And we're in fear of loving too much. And then they're taking me to the core belief, God abandons me, I abandon me. So we're afraid to experience our own power of love from our I am presence, with our I am presence, as our I am presence, because we're in fear that it will abandon us. And the channel saying, guys, the only way to find out that's not true is to just do it, is to just move into the experience of it. Okay?
Okay, thanks, Dee.
You got nothing to lose, Margaret, and everything to gain.
Right.
Okay, so you're clear about what to do. If you're not, listen to this again, because I spelled it out for you pretty completely there. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
But I will listen again.
All right. You know, guys, it's on iTunes, it's on iHeartRadio, it's on UBN Broadcasting. You can go back to the website to play the archives. If you want to hear the show, you'll find it. All right, Margaret, thank you. It's lovely to hear from you again, baby.
Thank you, Dee.
Okay, we're going to Lee in Hawaii. I so love that last email you gave me, woman.
Woohoo! I love it. Good. Aloha!
Aloha. You're in my favorite place of all time, you know.
I know why now. This is my very first trip to this magnificent, beautiful, holy place.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can't feel the love in Hawaii, wow. I'd say your challenge then. What's up? What can we do for you?
I just called to say I love you.
Well, I love you too, Miss Lee. And I'm sure looking forward to seeing you at Creation Station.
Wow, that's true. Okay, let me have a couple questions because I do need some support and help with a couple of things.
Okay.
I have a project, and for it I'd like some courage to help me find words easier rather than stuttering, stumbling, and then becoming totally incoherent.
Okay, I think we talked about this maybe in one of your privates.
Yes.
What happens there is you get stuck in that place of I want it, I don't want it. And like an actor in an audition, and I know you can relate to this. What most actors do in auditions is they go in and they pull their energy out behind them so that they can watch themselves audition. You know, they've practiced it, they've gone over it in their head, they've probably done it in the mirror, whatever, they've done it with a friend. And instead of going into that office and being in the moment and throwing your energy away from yourself, which connects with all the other energy in the room, we pull our energy out behind us so we can watch to see if we're doing it right. And that's kind of where you and the rest of us get caught in the creation process. Instead of connecting with the energy, we stand back and watch ourselves trying to connect with the energy. And then the lines don't come because the energy isn't in flow. The energy's going the wrong direction because it's going behind us instead of flowing out from us to connect with the universal mind or the casting director or the director or the other actor. You see, you want to send your energy out, guys. That's why animals, it's a no-brainer. If you want to practice what I'm talking about, just go be with your animal. Go be with your pet or go to a shelter just to go love on an animal of your choice. Because you don't need a reason. Animals can't give you a reason. They're just there. I just looked down and saw this beautiful plaque that a friend of mine made for me for when my beloved Savannah passed away. See, this is how the channel works. And the quote on that is from Pablo Neruda. And it is, I love you without knowing how or when or from where. I love you simply without problems or pride. I love you in this way because I do not know any other way of loving but this. And when we are in that state, the words are always there, Lee. Your heart always gives you the words. It's your mind then that says, oh, wait. Stop. Are those the right words?
Okay.
That's why, you know, I often had even my agents call me and go, Dee, I've got these clients and they're going to go on this talk show, and you're so good on talk shows. Can you give them some pointers, because you're so good? And my answer was always, yeah, just tell them to be there and be who they really are, and talk from their heart. And then you don't have to worry about if you're doing anything wrong or saying the wrong stuff. Or do you get it, Lee?
Oh, do I ever get it? And it's the same for everything. So all the other quote-unquote issues or non-problems don't really even exist, because you can just go with all your energy of love and you just love it as you are.
Yep.
Here I
Which
am.
Is what Joy
I'm
was saying.
I'm delivered. I'm yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's freedom, guys, when you go, oh my God, I'm free to be me. You know, I say that to Freedom all the time. Because, her nickname is Free. And we walk around the house and we go, Free to be me, where are you? it's great. It's a great reminder.
All right.
And that's
okay.
What it's about, Lee. And that's what it's about for all of you who are asking for what you want. Ask from your heart and then move into the state of love. Not to make it happen. To know that holding that place of love and being in that frequency will simply attract it to you. All right, baby. Good question. Thank you.
Mahalo.
You're welcome. Mahalo, baby. Chris, I love it. I hear from you all the time now. What's up?
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, baby. You're on.
Oh, hey. Thanks for taking my call. Well, first of all, I just wanted to call in and say thank you, and I'm just so thankful and so appreciative and so full of, you know, love and gratitude and joy for everything that you do.
Oh, great, Chris.
Does.
That's great for all of us to hear from you, because, you know, the beautiful thing about the community, guys, is that we can hear each other and the process that we've gone through. And, you know, so many of us are turning such huge corners. So is there something I can do for you today, a question, Chris?
Well, yeah, I mean, since I've done the Fun Focus Fruition program, which, by the way, was totally awesome.
Thank you.
I just feel, you know, I feel like my heart has been more open and I feel more expanded.
Yes, and you told me you've been having a lot more success in your business and your relationship and everything.
Yeah. So I just want to know, like, there's like a little bit, there's always like that thing that comes up, like when things get really good and you start to get really successful, like, oh gosh, you know, like, hope something doesn't happen to, like, kind of
okay, you know
up.
What to do with that. If I just asked you that, what would you tell me to do?
To just keep your heart open and keep your focus on the love and the joy and
that's
focus on what you're creating and don't give the energy to the negative stuff.
That's right. That's right, because that's the old pattern. That's
right.
The old pattern. Oh, my God, something's going so good, I better pull back and be careful now. You know, and that's
an example of
fear of loving too much.
Right. Right. Like if you're in a relationship and you like, oh, if I become too vulnerable, I'm going to get my heart broken or whatever.
Yeah. But, you know, they're giving me that quote, better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all.
That's right.
I had lunch with a friend the other day, and they were saying, I just can't feel anything passionately, anything. And that's another example of being afraid to love too much.
Right. So the other question, like the other part of that is like, I'm just ready to expand even more, to create more, to be more, to do more, to expand more.
Just keep doing
so
what you're doing, Chris. Just keep doing what you're doing. That's, they're screaming it in my head. You know, you're.
And also,
you're
how can I give back? You know, because the more that I create, the more that I want to share that. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? How can you give back? Just look for all the different ways that give you joy about, you know, giving back. Where can you give your time? Doesn't have to be money, guys. Where can you, or whom can you hold in that bubble of love? I mean, right now, if I were everybody that's ever listened to me, I would be sending love to our president and to this country, to the Congress, to the decisions being made in November. Hold the space of love for all of that consciously every day. Then you're doing energetically the most you can do to bring about the outcome you want.
Right.
And then you then if you want to write postcards and make calls and sign the petitions, that's fine. But not until you're doing it from that state of the one mind of love. So just ask, where are my passions? Is it with the homeless? Is it with babies? Is it with animals? And where can I give around that place that gives me joy that I'm passionate about?
Well, yeah, I've already been doing that.
Okay, well, then you don't have to keep asking the questions, Chris. They keep yelling at me. He's already doing it. Tell him not to keep looking at what's wrong or what more he can do. You just live in what you know now. And you got to know that's enough, Chris.
Okay.
You think I got to do more and more and more and more and more and more because it's all going to go away. No. The fear of it going away is what makes it go away.
Right.
Creating it just stays in your conscious creation of love all the time.
Right.
I'm thinking about going back to Kansas City. And because I'm an actor, a lot of places back there are open to having me on the news shows and the radio shows, and just talking about, you know, guys, it's all so simple. Get out of the politics and get out of the separation, everything, and go, okay, all you have to ask yourself is, does this resonate with love? And you'll have your answer. If it doesn't resonate with love, you don't go there. It's so easy.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
So does taking kids away from their parents resonate with love?
No, it doesn't.
Well, not for me either. So that's a pretty no-brainer. Does creating separation and divisiveness in a country resonate with love? Not for me. So that's an easy decision for me, right? Does running our country with the interests of big money and having big money tell our leaders what they want them to believe in and vote for, does that resonate with love for me? No, because the purity of following your heart and knowing what's right for everyone is what resonates with me with love. So I'm using these examples because Yes, I think it's incredibly important. We know when we hold a place, it affects thousands of other people that we hold a balance for. And it's important right now. But it's also how we do it for ourselves. So, you know, does this divisiveness that I have with my mate and me on them all the time about something, or me not creating enough time to have a balance in my relationship, does that resonate with love? You see, it's, you get it in a moment when you go there. So if you want to make your life a lot simpler, just use that one little tool and you're there. All right, sweetheart, got to move on. I love you, Chris. You're there.
We love you too.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Just, I am complete, Chris. Live there.
I am
all
complete.
Right, baby. You are. And you've worked to get there and get there. Phyllis, what's up?
Oh, hey, T, how are you?
Good.
Good, yeah. All right, some place in the I'm going to step outside. Yeah, I wanted to get some clarity on something because I went up to Santa Fe yesterday and, I almost didn't go. I was like, no, I'm going. And I just feel this pull to move back there. But,
what's your question?
Yeah, but then I just wanted to get clarity on that. You know, I just feel a pull in general to move, and then I went up there, and I was just like, why am I living where I'm living now when I can be living there?
And that, but, baby, every time I talk to you, this is the common thread that goes through it. I get the hit, and then I question myself.
Okay.
I get the hit, and then I question myself. I know I want to do this, and then I question myself. And that I'm going back to Lee, you know, when the words get stuck for her, that you're going to be stuck if you're consistently standing back and questioning yourself instead of taking your energy forward into what you know you're being called to.
Okay, and I got that lesson yesterday because I almost didn't go up there. I was like, why do I need to go up there? And I was like, no, you're going. And it just was great. So.
Yeah, okay. But I hear this from you over and over and over and over and over again. Quit doubting yourself, Phyllis. Quit doubting yourself. Go. Will you?
Okay.
You're a wanderlust. Don't you know that about yourself yet?
Yeah, I do. I mean, part of me wants to go to Los Angeles, too, but I don't think I'm going to do that.
Well, go to Los Angeles sometime. Right now, you're being pulled towards Santa Fe, so go.
Okay.
You don't like to stay in one place. Accept that yourself. Accept that's authentically who you are. Okay?
Okay.
I'm not getting a warning. I'm not getting a core belief. It's just, Phyllis, that's who you are. You know, it's like me saying, oh, I feel like I want to heal people and I feel like I want to bring all this information out, but God, I don't know. Is anybody going to listen to me? Well, if I had never put it out there, y'all wouldn't be here listening to me. You've got to follow your bliss.
Yes.
And that is who you are, hands down, Phyllis.
Okay? We've had this conversation before, so I get it.
Okay. I don't want to hear it again. No.
You won't
hear it, but hear it from yourself, okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks, T.
All right. You bet.
Bye.
I love you too. Oh my God, you guys. All right, Marilyn in North Carolina. You're up. You're not on. Hold on. Come on. Now you're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hi, darling.
Hi, Dee.
What's up?
I wanted to give you an update on the Parkinson's. I do have two two new doctors now, and one is from Wake Baptist Medical Center, which is a teaching hospital.
Yeah.
And the other one is a private physician who has a pretty good reputation, and his partner in his practice was who I was seeing before, but now I'm seeing the head honcho, so to speak. So I've got two new doctors, and one of them wants to do a smell test to determine if I have the Parkinson's. And I guess that means I have to do a scratch and sniff test where there's 40 different scents and maybe 8 of them are suspect. So I'm going to take the test, but I have to pay out of pocket for it.
Okay, Marilyn, so what is your question?
My question is, I'm noticing how I'm leaning into letting others determine my health for me by identifying what's going on instead of me getting out ahead and claiming my health and then living it. But it is scary because I'm shaking a lot.
Okay, so we're on a physical plane. It's fine, guys, for us to get the help we need. And what is more important for you is to write down on a piece of paper, one of the things you want is beautiful health and wellness. Stability, steadiness, and a healthy thalamus. Did you get all that?
I'll play it back. Yeah, it does sound resonating. So.
Okay. I'm not a doctor, but those are the positives I want.
Okay.
And then you just, hold on, let me finish. Then you put that aside, Milan. Just put it aside and go into the one mind of love and resonate with love. Because the universe is what you want.
Come again, you're breaking up.
That love.
I'm breaking, you're breaking up a little bit.
Okay, be quiet. Let me say it again. To the bubble and resonate with the one mind of love so that everything that resonates with love that is associated with the things on your page can find you. But you're not going in to do that. You're going in just to resonate with the one mind of love. Do you understand?
Okay.
Okay, listen to the whole show again, because I've said it 3 or 4 times. So you'll get it. You'll get it if you listen to it all again. Right now, you're a little plugged in about healing yourself. And you have to be objective, guys. You want to do all this with objectivity. Otherwise, you keep trying to push the wall and it doesn't work.
Well, there is a question here that I wanted to share. It's like there's no going forward, but everything comes forward. It feels like my...
No. When you're in love, everything's moving forward. Everything.
It's like I can't go back, and yet... In a way of speaking, there is no going forward either. There's nothing to go forward into.
There's
really
nothing. There is absolutely something to go forward into, which is the expansion of love, which is ongoing and deeper and broader and higher than we will ever know.
Well, in the present moment, there's nothing to go forward into.
Honey, that's what's... God, okay, Marilyn, that's what's screwing you up right there.
There's only the now.
Yes, But the now has no limitations. No limitations.
I'm not saying it does. I'm not saying it does.
Well, you're saying there's nowhere to go into, but there is. In the moment of now, every now can be expanded more than we ever know, if we will just move into that space of love that allows us to expand. I mean, there are so many documentations of miraculous healings, but right now I say, you're open to that? I get a no. And that's something to move into, is the acceptance that there are miraculous healings that happen, and they happen in the state of love. So just listen to the show again, Marilyn. Listen to the show again and quit fighting it, quit fighting the message, and just move into it and starting it and see if that, well, if
wow.
you do it, you will
You're
see.
I'll
I got to go,
replay.
Baby. The show's up.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll hear the
All
replay,
right.
but I didn't hear hardly a word you said because you were breaking up. I'm sorry.
Well, I think that's your connection. I hope it's your connection because I can hear you fine. All right, baby. I'm sorry. Thank you.
All right.
Kirk, I tried to get to you, babe. If it's important, email me. Oh, my God. We just come together and claim I got it. I got it. I'm there. I am complete. I am clarity. I am my authentic self. I am the one mind of love. I am in resonance with everything within the one mind of love. And I am that. And so it is. All right, let's come together and say it together, guys, until we meet again. Yell it. I love me. I love me. I love me. I know. Doggone it. Baby cakes. That's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.